which is 5 minutes of dictation at 180 words per minute.
Ready? Begin. As darkness was falling, bringing along with it the perfect summer evening, I came down the long gravel road to the old neighborhood. I noticed the familiar sounds filling the air and the broken lawn chair exactly where I left it last summer. I passed a number of pickup trucks parked by the road and recognized many of them. As I reached the backyard, I was met by about a dozen relatives and old friends who all attend the annual summer event. It has become the most important date on my calendar to attend each year. Going back home to me means visiting a small town in the heart of Illinois, 150 miles south of Chicago. Home is just a very plain town of 50,000 on the Illinois River. Our town is so ordinary that when I was a child, the town became a key test market for consumer groups of all kinds, everything from food to movies, wanting opinions on just about everything. As a kid, I recall the free snacks and ice cream and toothpaste that always came in the mail. The merchandise was ours to keep, provided we fully answered and returned all the survey forms. Attempting to explain my hometown to the rest of the world is fairly easy. Attempting to explain the rest of the world to my hometown, however, can be much more difficult. I was born to a working-class family, and the idea of going away to school out of state amazed my friends. The stranger fact, however, was that I never came back. That's why it has become so important that I do make my annual summer trip back to visit. There is a class system in America, but most Americans don't quite know that it exists until they actually try to change classes. I learned this 1 year in law school when I brought home a colleague who taught math at the university I was attending in New York. As we sat around sharing a cold beer one evening with a couple of the locals, my friend began to express his concern about getting promoted in the math department. Without giving it a thought, one of my friends suggested there was a job opening at the post office, noting it was a tremendous job with real security. While growing up, my parents had a tight budget and we never ate out. We took few vacations and they were all spent in a tent camping in the state parks, eating hot dogs. I never met anyone who had actually gone to summer camp, and my initial airplane flight was when I departed for college. After you leave home and go off, you learn many things about life and all the opportunities there are to take advantage of in the much larger world. Eventually, your whole outlook on life changes. When you come home, it always looks much different. Things seem smaller, people move slower, and life appears so simple. You can't help but act differently. Indeed, the biggest difference between myself and my older friends at home was not the money or the education or the social class, but it was that I moved away and they didn't. It sometimes takes a couple of cheap cigars and even cheaper beer to bridge the gap of time and distance with my family and old friends, but fortunately we always seem to manage. Friends will tease me because I have no idea how to rotate the tires on my vehicle. Frankly, that was something I never really cared to learn and maybe deep down wanted a good-paying job just to save me that trouble. My friends actually cannot understand how I dare to venture out into Central Park in New York without a weapon. Occasionally, while my buddies and I would reflect on the differences in our lives, I would sometimes wish I had the kind of neighbors who would just casually stop in for a cup of coffee or offer to help repair my garage door. I have learned to appreciate the fact I even knew who my neighbors were when I was a youngster back home. In the city, I always live in fear that I will experience some sort of emergency. What neighbor would I telephone for assistance? It seems most of my neighbors are away at work early in the morning and may return home far later than I can imagine. On the weekends, the houses stay fairly quiet and very few vehicles wander out. Perhaps it's a sign of the pace they keep. They manage to save Saturday and Sunday just for some relaxation time. When it's time to leave after my summer visit, my friends and relatives will all say they want to be closer, and I return a similar sentiment with them. Personally, it really doesn't matter if they don't know which publications are on the top 10 list of the New York Times. Conversely, they don't exactly care that I don't know who took home trophies from the previous Sunday's drag races. But what I do know, however, is that I possess a definite pride and confidence that at the base of my upward-bound career I have a solid foundation. The character and values that I acquired from my parents and my working-class roots will serve me quite well.
Welcome to the RPR Jury Charge Examination Warm-Up Material.